as you've ever played in one game?
I don't know. I gave up a catch on the first play of the game. So, you know, there's always stuff you can correct. And, you know, when your number's called, try to make a play. You know, that's kind of the mentality of not just the defense but the whole team, offense, defense, special teams. And, you know, if everybody does their job, then we have a good chance at having success.
Harrison, did they get more aggressive with you when Rodgers went out and sending you off the edge? Can you do those plays with Rodgers anymore as much?
You know, I don't think we altered a whole lot. You know, we had a game plan and we pretty much stuck to it. So, yeah.
You guys have only had one team score 120 points in the first 6 games of the season. That's an astounding statistic. Is that just a lot about discipline, knowing your roles, and that you play together for a long time?
Absolutely. You know, discipline, understanding of what we're asked to do. And then we love playing. We all love playing. D-line, linebackers, secondary. And we love playing together. We love playing with the coaches. We love coming to the sideline and getting hyped. So, you know. There's still a lot of football left to be played, and we know that, and we just have to continue getting better each week.
Did you think it was a clean hit? Did you think Barnes was a clean hit?
I mean, honestly,
just came off, you know.
I didn't see it. You know, I think it probably was. You know, probably unfortunate. You obviously don't want that. He's the best in the game, so you know, I hate to see that for him.
When they call a safety blitz, what goes through your mind when they dial it up for you? You know you're going. What does that feel like to you?
It's just another assignment for me. You know, it's fun because I get to, you know, I get to play all over, and you know, Zim's creative and get, you know, he puts us in position to win, and so whatever my assignment is, I try to execute it. You know, if that helps somebody rushing inside or whatever. Apparently I'm the media darling now. So no, he puts us in a position to win.
So did working with the ball machine late on Thursday, it help you with that interception?
You know, I hope it does. Thanks to Adam Groening. So he helps me out every week.
Just talking about the interception, I mean, it was a great play.
Yeah, I was, you know, I was really just making sure I got it knocked down, and then you know, had a chance to finish.
You guys seem to feed off each other too. Trey Wayne's getting two big interceptions after all the hard work he's put in, and also the guys up front doing their job. Is it kind of a contagious feeling when you guys are kind of all locked in that way?
Yeah, you know, kind of like I was saying, you want to execute your job, so either you can make a play or somebody next to you can make a play. And, you know, when guys' numbers are called, guys are stepping up and making plays, and we can't, you know, we can't rest on that. We have to continue pushing forward.
And I know obviously things change when Rodgers gets out, but they still have the same offense. So was that a concerted effort to still stay aggressive, just as aggressive, and play your way?
Yeah, you know, we still have to play our brand of football, and you know, still rush the passer well and cover and stop the run, and you know, just focus on us.
Did it give you a little bit of sense of relief when Rodgers went out?
No, you don't want to see those things. You know, like I said, it's unfortunate. Wish him the best.